Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin, the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, an outstanding publication that you need to have in your business. It needs to be on your desk, open, dog-eared, marked with post-it notes and yellow markers and red markers and all kinds of stuff like mine is, folks. And you can find out about Steve and his book at profitpro.us. Steve, thanks again for 13 great years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's a founding member, folks. Original founding member of our Brain Trust now, 13 in our 14th year as of the end of this show. Steve, as we went to the break, you were talking about how to become more granular in your approach to profits. Now that we've got their attention on, we sort of given them a little tough love about how the fact that they need to go from defense to offense. How do we become a little more granular with our profit approach?
Well, what do I even mean by granular, Jim? It's the grains of sand in a beach. You know, if you look at your entire market as a beach and you've scratched off particular areas of it where you're doing business, when you start digging down into that, there are grains of sand, individual customers, individual products that actually make up that revenue that come into your coffers.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is you need to examine each and every one of those at some level of detail to determine whether or not they represent, first of all, profits for you, or whether those customers and products represent an expense. And yes, I have found many situations where business that companies were doing was actually more costly than they expected, and they.
So, are you saying put up make a list of customers, make a list of activities? Jones and Company, Williams Incorporated. Put the company up there and see how track the profitability of each one of those customers.
Absolutely, that's the quickest way to start. You always have a customer list, and you know yep. what you're doing
so,
by customer. Now,
of course,
break it down
of course, we're
by
talking,
product, by
we're talking,
customer.
We're talking business to business here, typically, and then say, okay, then now that we kind of study the customers a little bit, let's study our sales activity, our accounting activity, our marketing activity, and see and break down all of those steps, all those elements. And see which one of those are still valid, which ones are too expensive, et cetera, et cetera. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly, Jim.
That's what you mean by granular.
Yeah, getting right down to the individual transactions that actually make up the flow of your revenue in your business.
For example, you could say, okay, here's a customer that buys the same thing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So instead of writing up a new ticket for them every week, why don't we just try to do what's called a blanket order? You see if they'll do a blanket order and just do it up, make it more automatic. Is that an example?
Well, that's a way of making it more efficient when you find that there's a pattern that exists in your sales. Then the other thing to look at is whether or not you can duplicate that with the same customer with the same products under different occasions or a different circumstance, or the same customer with new products and services.
Right.
And then you look at duplicating that with new customers with some of your existing
mm-hmm.
products and so on down the line, just looking at the permutations and possibilities.
So you're saying use models that you've identified and patterns and best practices that you've identified with existing customers to establish new customers so that they start out more efficiently than the one that you just did the model on.
Absolutely. You've spent the last couple of years through this recession in the defensive mode, becoming more efficient. Now's the time to leverage that efficiency with new business.
Mm-hmm. And use, but don't just go wandering off into the marketplace with your 20th century or 5 year ago assumptions. Use the news that you've got, the current stuff that you have with this customer to help you model the new customer relationships. And I think
you have to develop new assumptions.
Right.
A new understanding of what's going on.
ProfitPro.us is the website. The book is called Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. The author is Stephen with a Z, C. Martin, if you're Googling him. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 13 great years. We'll see you next time.
Jim, thank you for 13-plus great years. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, we'll see you then. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.